And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You know, mate, love a bloody bargain.
Yes, you do.
Oh, do I love a bargain? Mm. And a place that I frequently buy my clothes from had a bit of a sale on over recent weeks.
Yes.
And I'd been eyeing off a pair of jeans and I didn't really need them, but it's always good to have an extra pair.
Yeah, of course.
Because if you poop yourself, it's easy to switch them out and then you don't have to wash the dirty pair straight away.
Yes.
They can sit in the laundry and stink
it up. And
you do
that often.
Yeah, I don't even know why I said that.
Always pooping your jeans. Right in the fibres, just denim.
If only I'd wear jocks, it would be so much
cleaner. Oh, my God.
All right. I'm sorry about all
of
that.
You wanted a pair of jeans.
I didn't,
Don't explain it.
Didn't mean to say any of that gear.
Fine.
All I wanted was a pair of jeans. They were a bargain price, right?
Okay.
And we're coming to the tail end of the sale and I knew it. So, like, I'm just going to have to go and get it.
Yeah.
There are various outlets of this store.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I couldn't get one near my house.
Yep.
But I was pretty sure I could get one in town.
Okay.
Do you know how I knew I could get one in town?
Why?
Because the website told me so.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah. So it goes, oh, you can check, you know, in your area.
Yes.
Where's got stock? Brilliant. This outlet in town.
Yep.
Had one.
So fully loaded. Good.
Yep. So yesterday morning, once the show ended, I popped down there. So it would have been maybe 9:30.
Yeah.
Right? So they'd not long been open.
Yeah.
But I went into the store and I did like a sort of a walk to the back of the store, past a staff member who was doing something, and didn't sort of have any interaction with that staff member. They didn't.
Right.
Didn't
not
sort
even
of,
hey, g'day. Yeah. Mm. See, I don't like that.
See, and this is, I want to run this past you because of your, you know, extensive career in retail, specifically Gorman, who aren't part of this story, FYI. So then I made my way right to the front of the store, sort of did a lap because I couldn't see what I wanted.
Yeah.
Did a lap and then was like, well, all right, well, I'm going to have to sort of initiate contact here. Mm. So I went over to the girl that was working there and she goes, oh, and I said, sorry, just wondering if you could help me. And I've got my phone in my hand with the website open on the bit where it says Geelong CBD has stock.
Okay. Right? Also, just sidebar, your vibe is always lovely. So I know that you would have come with like an air of, hi, you know.
And I did.
Continue.
I said, thank you. I said to her, hey, excuse me, so I just wonder if you can help me for a second. And she's like, to her credit, was like, oh, yeah. And I said.
To her credit was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just looking for a pair of jeans that you guys have on sale. And she goes, no. And I was like.
Just that's all she said.
Yeah. She goes, no. And I said, it's just the jeans, the black skinny ones. And she goes, I don't have any jeans on sale. All I've got on sale are these tapered pants and they're on this rack here. That's all I've got. And I was like, oh, okay, that's weird because – and I'm holding my phone in my hand like this and I'm pointing. It's weird because, like, your website says that you do have it. And she goes, I don't have any. I don't know what to tell you. And I said, okay, well, maybe there's a problem with the website or something. Because I know, you know, stock inventory, it's hard to keep track of sometimes.
You know? Like, but I'll hang on a minute, I'll look into that.
Mm.
It's a normal response.
And she said, she's like, I don't have it. I don't have any jeans on sale at all.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, okay, so maybe the website's wrong. Maybe I'll just do a click and collect or something. And she goes, well, that would come from the store. Click and collects come from the store. So you wouldn't be able to do that. The only way you'd be able to get them is if you ordered online for delivery. And I was like, okay. My mistake. Sorry. I'm the F-wit.
Yes.
It's not your website.
Call around and check what other store.
No. I don't have any pants on sale.
Okay.
So you wouldn't be able to do a click and collect. You'd have to have delivery. I was like, all right, I might give that a go then.
Yeah.
And I wandered back to work.
Yes.
Whilst wandering back to work, I did a click and collect on the website
for
Geelong branch
for
those pants.
Okay.
And it went through.
Oh, my God. Well done you for having the bees to do it because I
So it went through, and I fully, having been based on this conversation, I fully expected it to go through them to take my money and then to refund me and say, look, sorry, we don't actually have that stock.
As I told you before.
No.
Yeah.
So then, just quickly, addendum, An hour later, text message, hey, your pants are ready, your click and collect's ready.
Oh,
oh is it? Oh, is it now? Oh. All right, back I go. Back I go. Stroll back from work, back into the shops.
Yeah.
And as I pull up out the front of said store, I'm looking for the email confirmation so that I can then go and pick up my click and collect, yeah. which is there weirdly.
Yeah, odd.
And as I do that, I look up and I clock this girl as she walks.
You clock out. Her eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
You,
yeah,
you look
sorry,
at her
yeah,
eyeballs.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
yeah, just because I sorry, knew yeah, what you meant.
Yeah. I lock eyes
yeah, yeah.
as she walks out the back.
Oh!
And I walk into the store and someone else serves me and gives me the click and collect. She's ducked me.
Oh!
She's shut me down.
Snub.
She knows she's wrong and she's ducked me. And she does not want to work in retail. I tell
no.
you that much.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Don't ever stretch when I'm just about to turn on the microphone and go, No one would have heard it. No one would have heard it because it was just as I turned the mics on and the music was still quite
I
loud.
I have to stretch. I'm a big stretcher. I have to stretch all the time in the morning.
You don't have to make that sort of...
Oh, don't! I didn't!
This is a place of business.
It's disgusting coming out of you. It's sensual coming out of me.
Isolate that audio.
Sounds like this. No, I won't. You don't deserve it. Anyway, what's
no,
the
you're
story?
Right. I've done nothing wrong. I don't deserve it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Just quickly, yesterday we were again discussing your awful penchant for eating Greek yogurt.
Oh my
plain.
God, I'm over it.
Just straight out of a tub like yeah. blah, 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 blah.
That's not
how
she
sounds.
Sound.
That's actually the noise she was about to make before.
Yes.
But you were putting some sort of sunflower seeds in there and other sort of kibble and bits.
Kibble.
And so we sort of got on the topic of whether it would be cheaper, because it's like bird seed, it would be cheaper to actually buy the bird seed and eat that than trail mix. Trail mix.
We
trail mix
get on
versus
it.
Trail mix.
You brought it up.
Right, so I went to Coles here in town yesterday, just had a quick look at the pet food section.
I'm not eating trail, man.
And so I took a little snap. Yes, you are. Absolutely, next week.
I'm not eating trail.
Now, what they don't have is the little bells, you know, where they get all the seeds and they sort of stick them into a bell shape and then they hang it from the top of the cage.
Yeah.
So I do want to try and get one of those. Do you reckon you could get down one of these big blocks? It's brick size.
It's like a gold bar shape. Mm.
Yeah, it is. It's like a gold bar. Okay. And the other thing I want to know is, if we are going to get you some trill, do you want sort of a lorikeet mix is more of a powdery, it's almost like an almond meal style little
what?
Mix? Or are you thinking more trail mix as in there's one called Mix In that has fruit and nut. That sounds like you.
I'm not eating trail.
There's one that's got veggies in it as well, but that's probably not very
good.
Nice.
You buy it.
Yeah.
You buy it. And
but
then
budgerigar mix brings out the best in your bird. And that's all I can ever hope for. That's all I ask.
Shut up. I'm not eating it.
And the other thing I wanted to know is, having a look at this photo of all the bird mix, right? So if you're going to try and have a little nibble next week at some point on some bird sort of seed or whatever, just looking at what's around, because I can get you also a cuttlefish bone that I can attach to your microphone that you can just give it a little as we're doing the show. But then they've got other stuff, like there's a small animal gourmet treat for rabbits and guinea pigs. Would you have a go on that? And my other question is fish flakes. How do you feel about fish flakes? Could we do that? What pet food can you eat? That's not a no, guys.
I'm
hear
not,
that? That's not
it's a
no.
A heavy no. I've been saying no the whole time.
Fish flakes.
I'm not.
Guinea pig treats and a bit of trill.
Yeah, you'll definitely talk me around. Ugh. No, you won't. I'm not eating trill.
Okay. Okay. Oh, here's what I will say.
And I know what will happen. You'll serve up some nuts and be like, hey, have a go at this. And then you'll do the, ha, you just got trill.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You're going to eat the bird mix. How about if I let you get away with not doing the fish flakes and the guinea pig treat and just do the bird seed? Is that
fair? That's such a managerial thing to do.
Got it.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
My situation at home is the people who live next door to us, the guy with the TV, yeah? And he's got the two TVs that are still in our garage.
Yes, that's right.
Right? So they moved out and no one's moved in since.
Okay.
We still haven't gotten onto him. We've still got the TVs, yeah. Right? But so this house has been, there's been some trades coming and going and stuff, but that's been all the activity at said house. Yes. So it's pretty well kept. And we assume someone will eventually move in or they'll sell the house or something. We don't know what's going on. We don't know the owners, right? But it's sitting there, right? And we've got the trampoline right next to the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm occasionally on there with the girls having a bounce around
and I can
see over the fence.
Cute.
So my two thoughts are, hey, probably do want to get a mower in there and just cut that back lawn.
You're such a neighbourhood peeker. You love to know what everyone's doing around you.
It is getting a bit long over there as I'm bouncing.
Love it.
As I'm bouncing. Yeah. Oh, have a look. Oh, have a look.
I'm just having fun with my kids. I'm not being a weirdo.
Yep. Accidentally double bounce Indy over the fence. The other thing I noticed about a week and a half ago was that there's a lemon tree in that backyard.
Yeah.
And it's a big lemon tree.
Oh, nice.
It's a heavy boy.
Yeah.
And heavy with fruit.
Nice.
Right?
Beautiful.
And there's sort of half rotted lemons sort of on the floor, on the ground, circling the tree, right? And the branches are being weighed down by this succulent lemon fruit.
Yeah.
That is literally rotting on the vine. It's going to waste.
No,
it's not on a vine.
It's wasteful. And you're a sustainable guy.
Mm.
So I can kind of see where this is going.
Who loves a G&T.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And this is a situation I found myself in the other day where we wanted to have a G&T and we had plenty of tea, but we didn't have enough L.
Yeah. And that's one of the G&T combos that it's a necessity, but it's not in the initials.
Mm. No, you're right. The lemon is the silent partner.
It's the silent L.
Yeah. And LGT is something different. So.
Yes, yeah.
Excuse me. So I knew there was this big tree over the fence. It was literally, it's quite a high fence, but I'm quite springy and sprightly.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can probably get over the fence, get to the tree, get a couple of lemons, and get back over the fence without too much trouble.
So the tree is not against the fence?
No, it's over the other side of the yard. So I have to jump the fence, run across the lawn, get the lemon, and then run back to the fence, which is higher on their side. So I had to get a running start and run up and do the...
Yes.
So tell me, am I within my rights to grab a couple of lemons from my neighbour who isn't... like it's an empty house at the moment.
Yeah.
Because they're going to waste. No one else is using them.
Mm-hmm. And they are also storing TVs in your house.
Well, the previous tenant is, technically.
Yeah.
So actually, that would be a good comeback if they did come
That would out. Be a great comeback.
5223295. And have I done the right thing by jumping the fence and going and grabbing a couple of lemons and jumping back? That's a victimless crime. That's harmless.
I know.
It would have gone to rot anyway. There's no one moving in imminently.
Mm.
If there was a, you know, moving truck in the driveway, I wouldn't be doing it, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
5223295, give us a call. Am I entitled to the lemon?
Krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
You're a neighbourhood watch guy in the sense that you watch your neighbours.
No, not
through
really.
Windows.
You can't. If you're on a trampoline, it's pretty hard not to see over the fence.
Yeah, I guess so.
What am I
going to
do? Look at me feet the whole time?
Or look at the child that you're bouncing with. I mean, you're having fun times.
Yeah,
break the egg, crack the yolk.
No, they don't like that.
No, I don't.
Jolts their necks around.
Oh, okay. So you've seen some lemons over the neighbour's fence.
Yeah. But
there is no neighbours.
That's right. So the previous tenant, who we are still storing their two TVs in our garage and we're not sure if they're ever coming back for, they've moved out and no one has since moved in.
Yeah.
They've had some tradies there doing some stuff, tidying up the house. They're either, I assume, going to sell it or they're going to put new tenants in.
Yeah.
In the meantime, big juicy boy lemon tree in their backyard. Over the other side. So it's right next to the fence of
it's
their...
It's not next to your fence.
No, it's next to the other neighbour's fence.
Yeah.
So needed. Wanted a G&T the other night.
I need one.
Needed lemon for it.
Yeah.
And went, hey, where, where do I have an infinite source of big juicy lemons that would otherwise just rot?
Mm.
Oh, next door. No one's there.
Yeah.
Just launched myself over the fence. Ran and grabbed a few lemons.
Yeah.
Back, threw the lemons over the fence, threw myself back over the fence. Caveat to that and detail that I may have lost, left out, I did.
Yeah.
Is just in case they've got cameras in the backyard.
Oh, my God.
I threw a ball over first. So then I jumped over,
okay.
Grabbed me ball, grabbed a couple of lemons,
yeah,
and then jumped
run.
The fence
okay.
back.
Well, then that's prior planning, you know. There.
Am I allowed to access these lemons until such time as someone else moves in? Tony and Cario, what do you reckon, mate?
Yeah, mate, I reckon you're 100% in the right there.
Yes.
So you definitely... Nah, you see, it's all about the cost of living and making sure the produce doesn't go to waste.
100%.
That's what he's doing. He's helping the community.
Actually, you could have bought some in for me, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to go back over the fence and get some more for Loggy now.
Spot on, Tony.
And help the whole community.
Exactly.
I'm going to absolutely fleece that tree, and then I'm going to be putting them out the front of my house and bringing them in here to work.
Macca in Torquay, what do you think? Could Tom go and steal? I mean, not steal, but take lemons?
I don't think it's stealing, Loggy. Not at all.
Mm.
I reckon he's doing these people a favour.
Ah,
yes.
Okay. He's looking after their telly for them. He should be entitled to go over and get his lemons.
Yes.
Right? But there's another way of looking at it. He's actually looking after the tree.
Okay.
Yes.
The more you take off, the more it's going to grow. And don't forget, a lemon tree always needs a certain type of fluid to improve.
Okay.
Okay, well, you didn't do that, did you?
No, but...
Okay,
but
there's always today.
I was very nervous, so I may have done a little bit of a tinkle.
Okay.
In my jobs.
Oh, man.
Ricky's in Newcombe. Morning, Ricky. Do you agree with Tony, Macca and myself?
No, I certainly do. Free for all, mate.
Ah,
it's
nice.
A free for all.
Does it matter that's the backyard as opposed to the front yard there, Ricky?
Well, no, because it's the same as my parents' house, right there next to a neighbour, just behind the house. They've fenced it off, so the back half of the backyard, there's nothing there except the lemon tree.
Okay.
So we just walk around the corner, go through the gate and... help ourselves.
Okay.
Oh, right.
See,
okay.
That's the thing, Ricky. You've gone through the gate. Tom's jumped the fence.
Well, sometimes I jump the fence because I can't be...
I think we may have to dump Ricky there.
Yeah, yeah. That's okay.
So what Ricky was saying...
was he can't be bothered.
He can't be bothered. So he jumps the fence.
Mm.
Cheeky Ricky.
Yeah.
With the
Sam, let's wrap this up without a swear. What do you think, mate? Am I entitled to grab a couple of these lemons?
Look, I think you're entitled if the tree is on your side, but I love your initiative of throwing the ball over
yeah.
to get your ball and grab the lemons. That's fantastic. That's a ripper.
Okay, I've covered my butt with that one.
Yeah, you have. Look, I think, yes, it's okay, but it would be, you'd get me more on your side if you'd get me a couple of lemons.
Well, I can do that.
Yeah.
I also would keep... the audio of this chat that we've just had with Tony, Macca, Ricky and Sam
yeah.
as sort of backup if they do sort of come at me and say, hey, mate,
yeah.
not on, I could play this back. But unfortunately, yeah. Ricky did a swear and that's that's ruined it for everyone.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on KROQ 955.